that I felt like the Holy Ghost touched me with. And it's very familiar in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. The Bible said, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep." Now his body's asleep. "That you sorrow not even as others which have no hope." They had sorrow for, they thought they had to be alive for the Lord's coming. Paul wrote this to them. "For if we believe," I like that, "that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him." He's saying they're coming with me. I mean, they're coming with me. I mean, if they sleep in the body, they're coming with me. And they are. I mean, they're dead in Christ. We'll see here, he said, verse 15, this is a great verse. "For this we say unto you," what? "By the word of God, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep." The word remain there, if you look it up, it means you're surviving. I mean, Paul looked for the coming of the Lord. He said, if we which are alive and remain, and we have that promise this morning. Verse 16, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, the trump of God, and the dead in Christ," there it is, "shall rise first." Then the Bible said, "Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up." I don't understand. No, the word rapture is not in the Bible, but the word "called up" takes the same thought or meaning. That we're going to be caught up together, notice that, with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Then we have these words, "Wherefore comfort one another with these words." There's comfort, knowing that, thank God, this is not the end. Paul said, if in this life only I had hope, I'd be of all men most miserable. It'd be miserable. It would be miserable to think this morning that this is all we have. But Jesus, thank God, told his old men, "Let your not heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again." There's the promise again. "I will come again, receive you unto myself. Where I am, there you may be also." Of course, Jesus is that way to where he's going to take us. Amen. I don't know. I've never been there, but I know, thank God, it's up. Amen. Because we're going to be caught up. And I know this. Paul said, "Whether in the body or out of body, I was caught up." Amen. In the third heaven, he called it paradise too. Amen. I saw things that was unlawful for me to come back and utter, because he said, God, amen, thank God, did allow that him, amen, to see and hear some things that he couldn't come tell back here, because, praise God, he would have gotten in my friend pride, amen. That's why he sent that thorn in the flesh, amen. By he let the messenger of Satan buffet him, thank God, to humble him. And Paul even said, "Well, I'd rather have the power of God, amen, and bear the thorn." He prayed three times, God wouldn't remove it. But the thing of it was, Brother Robert, he's seen, amen, some things and heard some things. And he said, "I couldn't come back. It wasn't law for me to utter." But I'm thankful this morning, thank God, as we look at the text, that there is going to be a meeting one day. Amen. There is going to be a meeting, and we're going to meet the Lord. Amen. That's who we're going to meet. We're going to meet Jesus. Amen. I've never seen the Lord with these two eyes. And amen. I'll tell you this, when I get up, thank God, I won't have these two eyes. I'll have the eyes he give me, amen. That's right, because them eyes, thank God, ain't going to be, thank God, they can't behold that. Amen, but we'll be made like him. We'll, in the moment, the twinkling of eye, we shall all be changed. Amen, we'll be changed in that image. Thank God, we'll be changed in the him. My friend, the Bible said we'll be made like him. Amen, we won't be him, but we'll be made like unto him. And we'll have a new body, amen. And thank God we have that promise. I know we don't want to leave here. I'll be the first one to testify. I ain't looking for leaving. But it is going to happen one day. Amen. Whether by the grave or by the air. Amen. We're leaving. Amen. I like what old Brother Gene always tells me. He said, here or there in the air. Amen. And we are are going to be there, praise God, if you're saved. And we have that hope. We have that hope. Hope's always future, amen. It's something we expect. It's something we know, amen. That's right. Thank God. Faith has wrought that in our heart to give us that hope. Amen. Faith is for now, friend. Get that. You'll not have to have faith in the future, amen. You only have faith for now. It was faith that saved you. It's faith, thank God, that you live by. But we have faith for now, but thank God, hope is in the future. Hey, God even said we're saved by hope, amen. Over in the book of Romans, where we expect or know these things, that they'll come to pass, that we know one day, thank God, we'll be reunited, amen. Hey, that's right, we'll see one another, amen. Thank God, I tell you this, brother, listen, amen. He said we'll have a meeting one day, there'll be a meeting. He said the dead in Christ shall rise first. Amen. Them that's gone on to be with the Lord. Amen. Their body's going to rise. They're going to meet us in the air. Amen. We'll reunite with them. Amen. He said we'll be together. Amen. Thank God there's comfort in that. Even though right now our hearts ache. Amen. Even right now there's empty spots in our heart. Thank God we have the hope. Amen. They'll be reunited. Amen. Listen. It'll never be the same again here on earth. But thank God for what the Lord has wrought. Amen. Thank God that He said it's far better over there. Paul said, thank God, for to me to live is Christ. And for me to live, thank God, is Him. And to die is gain. Amen. He said, for me it's far better. I'd rather be with Him. That's far better. He called it a far better country and a far better. Abraham looked for a country whose builder and maker was God. Amen. Brother, listen. Thank God, I'm telling you, there's a great day coming. Amen. When we'll reunite. Amen. I don't know. We've had good meeting around here. And we've whipped in one another's shoulders and arms. But brother, I'm telling you, thank God when we get over there. Amen. And look and see our Lord. Amen. That's who the meeting's about. Amen. And meet one another once again. Amen. Once again, we'll see them. Amen. Thank God. I told this morning, as I looked back at his seat, and I saw that cushion there, and I thought I'll never see him sitting there again. Amen. That's right. But I'm telling you, brother, listen. I'll see him again on the other side. I'll see him in a perfect state. I'll see him, thank God, and we'll know all things. Hey, hey, we'll see him as he is, our Lord, and we'll see one another, thank God, as they are. And we'll be changed in a moment, a twinkling of an eye. Hey, God, we'll have a perfect body, a perfect country, amen. That we can thank God, love one another, and fellowship, and praise the Lamb of God forever and ever and ever. I'm telling you, that's a hope, thank God, in us, that God put in us, amen. When we got born again, we got in the family of God, and we all got the same desire, amen. That's right. Everybody saved got a desire to be with Christ. Amen. Thank God we'll meet Him one day. We'll meet, thank God we'll meet them as gone on before us one day. Amen. Thank God I look across the congregation. Amen. And look at them, that brother, listen, that's left. Amen. That the seat's empty right here. You know what I'm saying? That seat's empty, Brother Joe. Miss Judy, that seat's empty in this life. That seat, Brother Robert, that's empty. Miss Melissa, that seat's empty. But thank God, I'm telling you, nobody else sitting that seat. Amen. Not that person's not coming. Amen. They gone to be with the Lord. We're here right here on earth. Amen. But listen, friend, we're all going to be gone one day if you're born again. Amen. We're going to be caught up. Amen. I don't know when it is. I don't know when it is. And you don't either. But I'll tell you one thing. He never told us when it was. He said just to be ready, didn't He? Amen. Thank God, Son. He said be ready. Amen. You know not what hour He comes. Amen. That's right, brother. He said that. He said be also ready for such an hour. You think not the Son of Man coming. He's coming back. He's coming for His own. Amen. He's coming for His children. Wherefore, comfort one another. With these words, what comforting words. words. Amen. I don't know of anything I really console anybody with. Amen. But the words that he spake. Amen. And know that, thank God, he said we can comfort one another. Amen. There's sorrow in my heart. He said, I'm not sorry because I won't see him, but I'm sorry in the fact that I won't see him now. Amen. That's right. To see him come through that door again. Amen. That's right. And thank God, hugging my neck. Amen. I always told me he loved me. Amen. That's right, brother. And he said, I'll leave loving you. He did, brother. That's the last words he spoke to my heart. Amen. Sitting by that bed after we had a good Holy Ghost prayer. Amen. And he spoke to me and said, I said, I love you, Brother Robert. I got down over him. I didn't kiss him, but I hugged him. And thank God, my friend, amen, told him I loved him. And he said, I love you, pal. And I left. Amen. I never thought that would be the last time I seen him here. Even though you never know. Amen. I remember I was reading what Miss Kayla said. If I'd have known, I'd have hugged him harder. I'd have talked to him longer. Amen. Sometimes we need to remind ourselves of that. Thank God. Listen, there's a lot of things that ain't that important, Brother Keith. Amen. That we listen. The important things are, my friend, loving one another. Amen. Amen. What's the last words we'll say? What's the last things we'll do before we're taken out of here? Amen. That's why we ought to love our children and grandchildren. That's why we ought to love one another the way we ought to. Amen. You can put aside differences. Amen. Thank God for a little while, love people. Amen. Jesus did. Thank God. Amen. I'm telling you, brother, listen. I really want that testimony. And I believe that man left with that. I don't believe there's a person in this church that's seated here this morning. I don't believe there's one, Brother Jonathan, amen, that could leave the day and say, amen, that they had not felt the love that man had for his people. Amen. He loved you, praise God. Amen. He loved the church. Amen. He loved me. He loved the people of God. He loved preachers. He loved the things of God. Amen. If I get a little real preaching, amen, he'd come shake my hand. He'd say, get on with it, preach. Amen. Amen. I'll stick with you. Amen. He told me not long ago, he said, you know, I've always stuck with you. Amen. That's right. He even said when I started here. Amen. Thank God I was rough. Amen. Brother Robert never said nothing about it. Amen. He just said, I'm praying for you. Amen. Thank God. I'm telling you, brother, are you listening? Thank God to have somebody like that. Thank God in a church. I'm telling you, we've been highly blessed and favored of God. Amen, brother, listen. Amen. To have an old timer like that. Thank God. Amen. Old Brother Milby, he told me, he said, Brother Hyatt, this is after he come a few times. He said, I believe Brother Robert's got some Philadelphia church in him. That's what he said. He told me, he said, you know, that's that brotherly love church. Amen. He said, I believe he's got that in him. Amen. Thank the Lord. Praise God. We shall meet again. That's a promise this morning. Amen. Amen. My heart's heavy. Heart's heavy. I thought of him coming through that door back there in that old suit coat. Amen. 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 I thought, brother, he give me a tie one time. And, you know, I don't know how long he had that in suits he'd wear. Amen. Praise God. But I'll tell you what. Boy, what a great man, great blessing to my heart. You know why he was? Because of Jesus. That's why, you know why he was like it? Because of Jesus. You know why God made you like it? Because of Jesus. And that's who we meet. He said we'll meet the Lord in there. But I'll tell you, when we meet the Lord, we'll gather with them that's caught up with one another. Amen. He said we'll be caught up together with the Lord. And amen. I thank the Lord for it. Amen. Let's have prayer. Father, I pray in the name of our Lord this morning. God, our heart's heavy, Lord. God of heaven is heavy. Lord, it's just the way it is. God, you put this thing together. God, there's a part of me that's left.